Gotta be you, Dolly Parton and friends on Nova 103.5. We've been talking about it for a while. MXOAN 2025, Africa's toughest motocross showdown, is going to be happening in Harare. In the studio with me this morning, I have Mark Steenachel. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's always quite nice getting off the bike and then behind the mic.
So I've been asking people today whether or not they've made sort of a complete change of direction in their lives. And I don't know that you have, because I see from your bio you've been riding bikes since the age of 3. But when we first met, you were racing cars. And now it's about bikes. So was that a change of direction, or are you just racing everything?
I'm just racing everything. It's got a wheels and the steering wheel, we race it.
Okay, well, I mean, let's talk through that then. I mean, how did you start riding at the age of 3? I mean, obviously, mom and dad into motorsports as well then, if you're getting on a bike at the age of 3.
Definitely, yes. My dad actually started with my cousin first, and he got him into the sport, and that's how I got into the sport. And got my first bike on 3. It was a pink Yamaha PV50.
Nice.
Not a blue one. And that's how I started. And ever since, I've been doing motocross since then. And then 2014, I started with the cars again, circuit racing. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just doing both and having fun.
Okay. And so you're riding in the 17 and over. You're 29. So how do the age groups work then?
We just have classes. So
okay.
For the younger kids, they have age groups.
All right.
For 50, 65, 85, and 1 to 5s. And then after that, 250, the MX2, and then the MX1. We've got it doesn't really matter the age, but you're only from 17 allowed to race in that class. And then on 35, you're allowed to go to vets again. So kind of between 17 and 35, you'll be in the MX2 and MX1 classes.
Okay. Yeah. And what are the difference between the 1 and the 2 there?
MX2 is for the 250cc.
Okay.
It's a smaller bike. Mm-hmm. And then MX1 is the 450cc. It's basically the premier class of motocross.
All right. So
like that, yes.
A bigger, heavier bike.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I see they've said that you are basically the best Namibia's number one rider. And we're talking about big, heavy bikes. And it's not, I mean, yes, you've been riding since the age of 3, but it's not just, you know, something that you do as a hobby, obviously. I've seen through social media that you were doing a lot of work with Petey Stoneman as well, strength training, things like that. I mean, it's something that you obviously have to take seriously if you want to excel.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't always see the image behind the scenes, what doesn't happen on the bike. They think this guy's good on the bike or something, but you are basically 7 days a week training. I'm at least now, especially for this race, I'm at least twice in the gym a day. Otherwise, I go running in the morning early, and then I go spend an hour in the gym doing strength training, HIIT, cardio work, CrossFit stuff. And then currently now, I'm also 3 times a week on the bike trying to get fit for this race.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot happening behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know. And the sport is quite physically and mentally very demanding. So you have to be physically fit and able to compensate that for 20 minutes at a heart rate of 190 average. So you have to be fit, yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite a heart
yes.
rate there. I mean, and that's not just adrenaline.
No.
I mean, that's physicality.
Yes.
That you're coming off of that bike. You've had a proper workout.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, obviously number one in Namibia, but have you done much riding outside of the country?
Yes, I was about 3 years in Europe.
Okay.
But sadly, COVID and... we were in a crash, and my trainer back then and my mentor, he passed away, so I couldn't stay there and I had to come back. And I've done a lot of racing in South Africa, all of Southern Africa, Kenya, Zim, I've been there, Botswana, everywhere. So I have a lot of exposure to this, and it's definitely not my first MX of African nations, so... Yeah, it should be good.
Okay, so Zimbabwe, not a daunting task that you don't know anything about. What are our chances there?
I'll give it my all. I always give 110% on track and off track, and I'll try and get us number one. That's the goal.
Well, there we go. Mark, thanks so much for coming in and chatting to us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.